Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Kathy Kay and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is October 2nd, 2023. We are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 157, the first two full paragraphs. Today's readers are Letty G. reading the 12 Steps, Alex K. reading the 12 Traditions, the readers of the text, Bonnie B., Cheryl S., and Shelley E. Our newcomer greeter is Lorraine N., and making announcements is Betsy H. Okay, the reference numbers for the last two meetings, Sunday, October 1st, the reference number is 20,691 or 20691. And for this morning, 7 a.m. East Coast meeting, the number is 20,693 or 20693. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. Not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Letty G. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Letty.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Kathy, for moderating. I'm Letty. I'm a compulsive overeater in recovery for today, and these are the 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much, and God bless everybody. Have a beautiful day, and I pass.
Thank you, Letty G. And I'll now ask traditions of OA.
Thank you, Kathy. Good morning, everyone. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, gratefully living in recovery for today. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6, an OA group never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex K. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the direction for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 157, the first full paragraph, which begins 2 days later, and then read through 2 paragraphs. Okay, I will ask Bonnie B. to get us started. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for your service. Good morning, everyone. Bonnie B., gratefully recovered by the grace of God in the state of Florida. 2 days later, a future fellow of Alcoholics Anonymous stared glassly at the strangers beside his bed. Who are you fellows, and why this private room? I was always in a ward before. Said one of the visitors, we're giving you a treatment for alcoholism. Once again, Bonnie B. from Florida. So when I read these two short chapters, the first thing that pops into my head is love. Okay, they showed this guy love, right? They put him up in a private room. They gave him some time, which I thought was really interesting. 2 full days. To do what? I don't know. You know, when I sponsor people, I will go through, my sponsee ideals, and I'll say, take a day. Just, you know, think about it, pray about it, talk to your higher power, and then get back to me. So they gave him 2 full days. And then what did they do? They offered him a treatment for alcoholism. A treatment. And to me, a treatment means a message. And the message that I offer people, the gift, you know, I call it a gift, the gift that I'm offering people is that this doesn't have to be your life. I share my story. I share every single chapter. The chapters that I used to think were the chapters that you hide at all costs, I share all those chapters. Why? Because I know that when people shared their chapters with me, in complete transparency, I leaned in because I wasn't so different, but I sure felt like I was. And so I share my story with people, and I share what it was like, and I share what it's like right now, and I offer them a treatment. And the treatment, again, is the 12 steps given to the person. The greatest gift of this program is that we get to give away through encouragement, strength, and hope what we've been given. And I don't have any determination in whether or not the person that I'm sharing with gets recovered. That's outside of my league. I just love them, and I share with them, and I go and do what I can do, as these two fellows did, right? They went out of their way. They looked outside of maybe what his past was, and they believed in a better future. Giving away to others is what I see in these paragraphs. And what we give away is hope. And it comes through the 12 steps, but we give hope away. It's the toolkit that God has given to us through the big book. It's laid at our feet. We have to bend over and pick it up. And we do the same thing. We lay it at people's feet and we say, here it is. And then they get to decide what they're going to do with it. But no matter what happens, the only thing I want people to know is that a lot of big love and always welcome back. And so I share hope with people, and my desire is to meet them where they're at and trust God for all the rest. And I will pass with that, and thank you again so much for allowing me to be of service.
Thank you, Bonnie B., for getting us started. Okay, I'm now going to take a list of names for a list of people who would like to share. And please remember, if you shared in the last couple of days, let others jump in first. Who would like to share today?
Polly Q.
Polly Q. Who else?
Laura W.
Laura W. Anyone else?
Janice K.
Janice K.
Barbara A.
Barbara A.
Deborah G.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Deborah.
Deborah. Oh, Deborah. Didn't recognize your voice. Great. Anybody else? Okay, let's start with these. Polly Q, Laura W., Janice K., Barbara A., and Deborah G. Please share with us, Polly.
Hi, thank you for your service, moderator. I'm Polly Quarles in Northern California, recovered. And 2 days later, a future fellow of Alcoholics Anonymous, Derek Lassie, at the stranger's beside his bed. You know, there's no 12 steps at this point. You know, this is, I guess, number 3 of those alcoholics who are hopefully going to recover. You know, the third one, and I'm, you know, there's no 12 steps, there's no big book, and when I look at this, who are you fellows, and why this private room? I was always in a ward before. When I'm looking at this, this person hasn't gone to somewhere, you know, he's locked up, you know, and who's to say, you know, he even wants the treatment. It's just strange. What I get from this, though, is that those two members who are visiting him, they have to be there. They're the ones that are going to get saved. This third person is going to as well, because he's going to hear something different. But it's really the fact that now one is about to become three. And that is the power. That was the power for me. That's the power for me today. Had I not remembered this vision meeting almost 7 years ago now, Thanksgiving week, it'll be 7 years ago. If I had not remembered this meeting, I would not have had a meeting to go to that would have shown me how to recover from this disease. It would have talked to me about working the steps differently from what I had heard in the other rooms of OA for years and years and years. And that I finally, it just didn't work anymore. But I found all of you over a phone. I never saw you, but I was desperate to recover. And so is this guy. He's going to be desperate enough to listen to these two guys. Because I got to tell you, I have talked to people on the phone that tell me that they are desperate enough to stop eating compulsively, but they're not. They're not. I never hear from them again. I listen to people that say, oh, yeah, no, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, but they're not. And God bless them. Maybe they'll come back in. I don't know. But I do know my ass got saved that day. The thing that I found extraordinary about this vision meeting was that so many people called to welcome me. That so many people got on the line at the end and said, I'm available to sponsor. I'm available to sponsor. And it continues to happen 7 years later. That is nothing short of a miracle. That is
That's
the
fine.
Miracle. I will wrap up, that makes program work. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Polly Q. Laura W., please share with us.
Thanks, Kathy K. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic and exercise bulimic, living in South Jersey, currently driving through the beautiful mountains of Pennsylvania. Hopefully you can hear me. This is a great paragraph. You know, he was left alone for 2 days, and I often wonder why. Because the Big Book later tells us a man's brain must be cleared before he is approached. I could not be approached when I was literally under the influence of my alcoholic foods and my addictive substances, because my brain's not clear. My brain is under the effect of a drug. So they give him 2 days to basically dry out. And they go and approach him and they say, we're giving you a treatment. And when I go to the doctor and I'm sick and the doctor says, well, here's your treatment. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you this medicine. I'm not going to take half of it. I'm not going to say, nah, I don't need it. I'll get cured on my own. I trust the doctor. I trust the doctor to help get me well. And, you know, alcoholic number three, Bill Dodson, yeah, you know, the book, like was said, the book wasn't written yet, but Bill and Bob come in with the tenants and with their experience, strength, and hope. And that's what I have to share when I'm working with a newcomer, working with somebody coming back. I can just share my experience, strength, and hope. And I know today when somebody asks me, well, you know, what do you do when this happens? And if I don't have that experience, I don't give my opinion. I can't give my opinion. I haven't had that experience. Why don't you make some phone calls and find out somebody who, you know, I've had an experience with this or that. And, you know, I just think that, I've said this before and I've heard this on this line, that everybody wants a sponsor, but not everybody wants to be sponsored. And that's the thing, it takes work. I mean, this is not an easy thing for me to do day after day after day. I mean, I need to wash, rinse, and repeat every single day. I need to stay abstinent. I need to plan and prepare and pack. And I was just away for the weekend. And I packed my food. I had to weigh. For me, that's what I do. I weigh and measure my food. I pack it. I was at a beautiful Airbnb with five friends, and it was not even a question. They were eating what they want to eat. I eat what my abstinent food is. And I had to, you know, thank you, God. He gives me the gift of willingness and gives me the gift of abstinence. And what Bill and Bob did was they went in and they just told Bill Dodson, we're going to give you a treatment, and this is what our experience is, and this is how we stopped drinking, and this is how we got recovered. And that's all I can share to anybody out there. And I'm grateful for that, you know, my sponsor who shares that with me on a daily basis, because we can't do this alone. You know, that's what they showed. We can't do this alone. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Laura W. And Janice K., please share with us.
Hi, this is Janice K. in Oregon. There have been a couple of little gold nuggets, couple of nice gold boulders that I have stumbled across in this chapter. One of them is the equation of the private hospital room with the meeting room. And there's a lot of security. The private room was their safe place. The meeting room is mine. Whether it's a meeting room that's physical in a face-to-face, a Zoom room, we have some hosts that work very hard to ensure our safety out there. Or it can be a phone line. But there has to be a safe place. I like the idea of a treatment because a treatment, I looked it up quickly, is medical care given to a patient for an illness or an injury. And my treatment is a 12-step program because it's the only thing I have found that works. It's simple, it's straightforward, and eventually it results in a different way of life. My life is becoming more and more a partnership between myself and my higher power, in which I go and I say, okay, so what do you want me to do next? What's your idea for me? One thing I can say about a successful treatment, something about it has to be more important than anything else. For some people, it's abstinence. And for other people, it's the ongoing awareness of the presence of God. Eventually, they blend. Because nothing tells me my state of relationship with my higher power as quickly and as dramatically as my food. Program is a progression through the impossible life. It starts with doing the impossible. How do we do it? Someone gave me a great acronym for God. You guys are really familiar with good orderly direction. Try this one, grace over drama. Am I pursuing grace over drama, or am I getting sucked into the old life? So I really appreciate what I've heard here. We need that private room to pursue our treatment. Thank you for listening. I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice K. And Barbara A., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Barbara A., Central Coast, California. Abstinence today, by the grace of God. 2 days later, I relate so much to what someone just said, that my morning meditation is like my little mini 2 days of gathering myself and coming to terms with, yeah, I'm a compulsive overeater. And the way I get recovery today is by sharing my message. And I know I've said it on this phone line before, I never got that. I mean, I went to meetings, I stayed abstinent, never working the steps fully, never taking on a sponsee. And I did take one on early in my program, but I was not recovered and had not done the steps. So when it talks about leaving someone for 2 days, or, you know, someone to clear their mind, which we've talked about, I'm a retired nurse. I used to work sometimes in the emergency room, and we would have people come in who are really either under the influence of either drugs or alcohol, and we'd have to put them in a room. And sometimes the room had a door. Most times it just had a security guard who's who stood outside the room, because this person was not in their right mind. They were so under the influence, and I guess I relate to my influence under food, that even though I was came to meetings and I, you know, pretended or tried, you know, worked the steps, but not fully, still in the food, understand that the only way for me to recover from this disease is to put down the food, lean into God, keep my side of the street clean, and help others. Today, that's the big part that I am learning, to help others, and to help others without self-will, with God's will, using all those my character defects, such as honesty and using honesty, resentment and using forgiveness, hate and using love and concern for others. I learned these rooms, and I learned that I have to pass that on. I have to share that, my recovery. Thank you. Thanks for letting me share, and thank you for your service, moderator. And I pass.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Barbara A. And Deborah G., please share with us.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona. And thank you, Kathy, so much again for your service and everyone who's sharing and 12-stepping me today. And all, welcome all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're on the phone. And I can't relate totally to this, but in somewhat of a way where, you know, like I heard, you know, I continued to go. I knew that there were times where I had problems, you know, with certain foods that I would eat. And I was already in a 12-step program, and so I'd go to OA meetings. And but I really wasn't totally convinced. And I know I was living in dishonesty, and I couldn't see reality. You know, I couldn't see the truth. And I wasn't relating with people. You know, I was looking at the differences rather than the similarities or anything else. It was just really, for so many years, not helpful for me. And then others also were trying to help me, you know? And so I know on that other side how that is when someone's trying to help me by giving me a treatment with what could help me. And that, I don't know, it was just not in a good place for. But, you know, I've learned now, after experiencing that, that that's all that I can do with others is just, you know, help them however I can, you know, where they're at, meet them where they're at. And they may not understand, and they may not get it, or they may be resistant. You know, there may be all those things that happened just like myself. So I think now I have more compassion and more understanding because of going through that myself. So anyways, that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah G. And for those who joined us late, we are sharing on the reading on the first two full paragraphs, which begin 2 days later, and we can take another 5 names at least. Who would like to share?
Melinda.
Kathy F.
Okay, Melinda and Kathy F.
KL from Iowa.
KL from Iowa.
Patricia P.
Patricia P. Anyone else? Okay, let's hear from you all. We have Melinda, Kathy S., K.L., and Pamela P. Patricia P. Sorry, I didn't read my writing correctly. Okay, Melinda, please share with us.
Melinda H. from Virginia. And I'm just so grateful for the simplicity of this program. I've just heard for so long, you know, it's simple but not easy. And that's so true for me. The reason that I have any abstinence and any sanity today is because I am now willing to stay connected with other people and, you know, stop trying to do all this, everything, life by myself. As far as the reading, you know, what occurs to me is the word we, which is the first word of the first step. I have just fought that for so long, and it has brought me nothing but misery to try to do this alone. So I'm very grateful to be here. My son is very close to being suicidally depressed, and I can't fix him. And I've taken the steps that I can, but I have to stay out of the way. You know, I can be part of the problem, and I don't. He has a God also, but I'm not it. And it's very hard to sit in that space of powerlessness, but that is the true meaning of powerlessness for me at this time. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Melinda H. And Kathy S., please share with us.
Yeah, hi, I'm Kathy S., compulsive overeater. I just wanted to share the paragraph. I mean, it's like really, on the one side, it's really like a hopeless situation, like someone who's just like has no answers anymore to his problem, is in a hospital or wherever, and then this glimpse of hope, and I can see myself in it. I've been 2 times in hospital. I mean, I had worked the steps in OA, and I was abstinent, but I was still, my mind was not clear. My mind was not clear. And I had worked the steps, but I didn't do it correctly or right. I mean, differently. And the last time, the last time, a few months ago, I was really, like, really desperate because, it was like my problem somehow. I could not deal with life. I could not deal with life and what was life was showing me. And it was either going back binging or killing myself or going to the hospital again, but this was no option because no one could help me there. And I'm so grateful because I was really like, I had no answers anymore. I was like this guy, I had no answers. And I found a lady and she worked the steps with me again. And I'm so grateful because, I mean, of course life is not easy still. And it's not long time I've living, how do I say it? It's not a long time that I live really like a better life, but I can feel like it is.
Hold on, I'm going to go get the chicken.
Hello?
Please go ahead, Kathy. There was an interruption there. Please
okay.
Go.
Okay. I just feel closer to my higher power, and I'm grateful yeah, to live in the steps and 10, 11, and 12, and like, yeah, it's like a relief of my mind, and yeah, I'm very grateful, and yeah, I'll pass with that. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Kathy S., and I'm sorry for the interruption. K.L. from Iowa, please share with us.
Hi, this is K.L., and I just want to say thank you just for this meeting, and that we don't have to go to the hospital to get, we can even go to the phone, and just thanks for everybody that shares, because it's just nice that we have a place where we can come and tell the truth about what we're struggling with and know that there's hope, that somebody's been there before us and worked through it, and how important it is for each of us just to be willing to be still with each other as we kind of work these steps, each one of us individually work them, you know, at a different pace. And I consider relapse just a part of the learning curve, and there's a lot of relapse with this particular disease, because we take that tiger out of the tank every three times a day. So especially in the beginning, before the neutrality brings us so much peace and surrender is just accepted in our hearts, and we no longer are fighting the battle. In the beginning, it's just so rough. It's just there all the time. And I'm grateful for everyone that gets on this phone and shares their story. I'm grateful for the people that have come to me for support, that I was willing to share with them something that I was desperate to get. So thank you very much, and that's all. Pass.
Thanks very much, K.L. And Patricia P., please share with us.
Yes, my name is Patricia P. from Barron Springs, Michigan. I like the part where it says, the paragraph before says, the use of spiritual principles in such cases was not so well understood as it is now. That's what they were trying to share with this new prospect. And besides that, they're working step 12 with this gentleman. And I'm recovered now because with the help of my sponsor and working the steps, and with that pass.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Okay, let's see. Now we still have time for two more shares. Would anyone like to share? Anyone would like to share?
Hi, this is Charlene. I'd like to share.
Hi, Charlene. Thank you. And anyone else?
Hannah B.
Mona.
Hannah B. And if we have time, Mona. Go ahead, Charlene.
Hi, this is Charlene from Maryland. This is my second time at this meeting, and I just wanted to claim my seat.
Okay, thank you so much. Welcome back. And Hannah?
Hi, Hannah B. from Tennessee. Thank you, Bonnie, for your lead. Yeah, what a great meeting and such wonderful shares. And I'm so grateful for the spirit of this program. Like, I'm so grateful even when I'm just, you know, when I'm listening in on a meeting, even if I can't have my camera on, even if it just helps me feel connected, you know, because all of it is service. And I've just been blown away in the last, just the last couple of days, you know, when I shared honestly about a struggle and the people that reached out to me and shared some real, like, darkness with me of their past, you know, and like, that's something that may still even be a struggle, like, for some of those people, I don't know, but it's like, it ignites this, like, it illuminates them, and it shows me the way, you know, and it's enabled me to really get through some challenges. And it's just incredible, like, how this thing is designed and how God really flows through us. And the worst thing we can do is keep quiet and stay alone, you know, because we're not alone. It's like there's this incredible recovery, the spirit of recovery and service, and people that tirelessly are just on the front lines, like ready to show up and ready to be of service and share, you know, and this just elevates the whole. So, you know, and not everybody's going to be that. Like, you know, I practice discernment and who I share what with, because some people aren't available. Some people might be shaming, you know, and that's just not a good fit for me. That's okay. Maybe that's, you know, that works for somebody else, that approach. I don't know. It doesn't for me. Or maybe somebody is triggered by the things that I'm sharing, and so they have a reaction, you know. But, you know, we keep trying, and like there's, you know, and then we are able to be more useful as a result of that. Like, I learn how to better communicate, you know, when I'm being of service as well through these experiences, you know. And it's just like all fine-tuning and spiritually growing. And we don't give up, you know. We keep, you know, seeking fellowship, because that's a promise. That's one of the promises. You know, God will show me that fellowship. And that's, you know, that's the first time I've really experienced that promise in 21 years of recovery. The first time I've really truly experienced that promise is in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous, you know. I didn't really feel it in the other rooms I was in before, because I didn't really feel like I was home yet. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah B. Sorry. Okay, and Mona, please share with us. Mona, press star 1 to unmute.
Yes, I did. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you. This is Mona, Mona S. from Montana. I just want to say I am a new, relatively new person in A Vision for You, and that private room, I have been given a private room to enter into some powerful healing, and I really want to speak to newcomers or to pretty new people in this program. I've been abstinent about 2 weeks after I got into the program, and that's by the grace of God. That just happened after I heard somebody in a meeting, and I've been able to maintain that abstinence. And in the private room, I'm learning how to put some structure to my recovery. And I have to say, I had no structure when I came in. A food plan, oh God, writing down the food plan, getting to meetings. I come to meetings every single day, and I do that because I need to hear the healthiness of all of you. So not only my body, but my soul, my head can get so much better. And it is happening. But learning how to incorporate all of that has taken some time because I'm still working. But I want to assure people, hang in there and just keep doing it, because what I have gotten in these 3 short months has been so incredible. And the peace that I feel, it isn't 24/7 for sure, but it's more peace than I have felt in a long time. And for that reason, just hang in there, keep coming back. It is so worth it. And these meetings, I don't even know how, I cannot remember how I found A Vision for You. But I have to tell you, I think that's the miracle. I think God brought me to this meeting and brought me to this fellowship that we share. And I'm so infinitely grateful. So thank you. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Mona. I'm delighted you keep coming back. Mm-hmm. And we do have time for one more share if someone would like to take that spot.
Letty G.
Anybody? Sure, go ahead.
Elaine Hattie. S.
Oh, we'll see if we have time for you, Elaine. Go ahead. Hetty.
This is Letty G. from Nevada. And as I read this paragraph here, I felt my eyes tear up from reading this, thinking of those two humble servants that went to see this poor man that had been suffering this, the disease of alcoholism, which I can relate because I am a compulsive overeater. And I was just so humbled by that, their service, and how it's something to aspire to. I'm especially new in this program, but I have been having the experience of sharing my experience, strength, and with some sponsees, and it's a total gift. I share the message as humbly as I have gotten it, and I'm often feel very inadequate in my message sharing, but I have to believe that God is with me the whole time, and that whatever I give to them is definitely something that is God's doing and not mine. And I'm just so grateful to this program, because everything that I've heard in these meetings this morning, ditto, ditto, ditto. I have come to really believe that I, with God's strength and power, that I can do this a day at a time. And I'm learning so much. And I continually say, and I feel like I'm repeating myself always, how I'm growing up in this program. I mean, I'm 68 years old and I'm finally growing up. And I believe that I was brought to this program through my disease, that if I had not had this disease of compulsive overeating, that I would not have learned or not had the closeness and the relationship that I'm building with my God of my understanding. And I love this program, and I love everybody that comes to these meetings. I just want to be a humble servant and do the work. Thank you very much, a day at a time, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Letty. A 30-second share. Would that last person like to say hello or say something brief? I forgot to write down your name.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just need 30 seconds, and I just want to encourage people to register if they haven't, because I was looking for Barbara A's phone number on the vision list, and I couldn't find it. So I want to encourage everybody to register so we can contact each other. Thank you so much, everybody, for your service.
Thank you. Okay, what a wonderful meeting. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Cheryl S., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. from Nevada, recovered and grateful. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you. Okay, let's now.